This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. And now a look at the credit markets with some wonky, pointy-headed expert who's going to tell us about interest rates. No. With one of our friends from being on the air for a year, we talked to a lot of people over the last year being on the air as The Takeaway. Laura Richards is one of them. She owns two California tortilla restaurant franchises in Annapolis, Maryland. And when we spoke to her last, she was trying to expand her franchise and needed credit to do so. At that time, it wasn't very, very easy to get credit. She joins us from Annapolis with an update. Laura Richards, have you managed to get credit, and are you expanding again?
Well, the credit wasn't so much for expansion, but just, you know, for continued operations. And we're doing just fine. So we our credit needs are being met at this point.
Now, is that because something unfroze, that you had a relationship with a banker that got better, or did you actually change banks?
Well, we had interest rate changes and some refinancing options that came available to us. So we definitely took advantage of those, and we're actually seeing sales increases. So.
Really? So those are two interesting economic signs. Now, is your situation unusual in that I couldn't generalize that businesses in your sort of state of affairs might be having similar, seeing similar improvements, springtime weather in the credit market? Or did somebody come, some rich uncle come in and help you out here?
I think businesses probably are seeing new programs they can take advantage of. I know the SBA has some programs that are coming out to help small businesses that might be struggling a little bit. As far as seeing increased sales in the restaurant environment right now, we might be a little bit unique in that perspective. But, you know, some of the programs that I spoke to you all about last time are definitely paying off for us. While we're seeing our discounts have doubled from the same period last year, we're also seeing our sales have increased. So those programs are definitely being effective.
So lowering prices has actually worked. What are your customers saying when they come in?
It's not so much what they're saying. I mean, certainly we have a Kids Eat Free night, and that night is huge, and people put it on their calendar, and they definitely come in for that. So it's not so much what they're saying, but it's just their buying behavior. I think people are eating more at a fast casual concept and probably less at a sit-down restaurant, which benefits us. And then I think our catering product, which, you know, starts at $7.99, is a great price point for people who would like to do a catered event and can't afford to spend, you know, $25 or $35 ahead. So I just think that our product falls right in the right price point for people who are being crunched by the economy right now.
Now, as the economy shrinks, also inflation seems to be declining as well, or at least not going up as rapidly as was the case, you know, like a year and a half ago. Is that helping you with the price of raw materials?
You know, I think that as well as some other factors. There were big issues with food. There was a rice shortage. You know, there was different things going on in the food market that was causing our product to be more expensive. And so some of those things have definitely been alleviated, and we are seeing our cost of goods going down somewhat. And as with the cost of fuel going down as well, we don't have a lot of the surcharges and things that we were seeing about a year ago.
So, look, I know you're a great businesswoman, and I know you've got a smile for all of your customers, but I'm sensing real optimism here. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. You know, I definitely feel differently than I did, you know, the last time that we spoke. And I feel great. If we are seeing sales increases now with what's going on with the economy, I think the upside for people are not feeling so pinched.
All right, well, keep talking. I feel great. Laura Richards owns two California tortilla restaurants. Optimism in Annapolis. Thanks, Laura.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.